Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Michael Fassbender plays an alcoholic police detective hoping to protect the people of Oslo, Norway from a diabolical serial killer in The Snowman.
He calls himself the Snowman Killer. The only thing we know for sure is that he's playing games with us.
And the best-selling novel that inspired the film definitely played games with the minds of its readers. Games that are brought to the screen by a starry cast including Rebecca Ferguson, Charlotte Gainsbourg, J.K. Simmons, Val Kilmer, and more, who seem to have been chilled by the icy atmosphere of the scenic Norwegian locations.
We need a way to lure him out.
Be careful. We don't know what we're dealing with. He's been watching us the whole time. He's taunting us. This is never going to stop.
And that's the feeling you'll have well before the end of this misbegotten mess. In films of this kind, there's usually a big reveal, a mystery solved, where now you understand everything that's gone on. But even after watching The Snowman to the bitter end, it's impossible to figure out what you've just seen. It's also difficult to forget or forgive appallingly gruesome scenes of torture and dismemberment that are portrayed with just enough skill to make them sickening. How bad is The Snowman? Even at the end of the film, you don't know if one of the major characters has been killed or just mutilated. The rating is R, of course, but it ought to be DG, as in don't go. 1.5 stars for the wintry wasteland known as The Snowman.